Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Mike Connors, who's the Albany County Controller. And Mike is here to talk about the Albany school vote that's coming up on Tuesday. So, Mike, how do you feel about it?
Cynthia, I think that people in the city of Albany need to pay close attention to this vote on February the 9th. We're going to be voting on a $180 million construction project. And if I can tell you a little story, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring everybody back about 45 years ago. The current Albany High School was designed and developed on the run by two different architects and contractors. It was a disaster. They started building it one way, then they started building it another way. And now, 40 years later, it's a building where the roof leaks and the windows don't fit and the HVAC needs work. And a lot of these problems that are developed as a result of bad planning, I am afraid, will be the result of a yes vote on Tuesday, November the 9th. Now, if you look at this thing, I've done quite a bit of work on this, and I've worked with the school districts, you know, probably for the last 25 years anyways, almost 30. And I'm a product of North Albany Academy, which was then PS20. And the best 9 years of education I had were K-8 in the Albany Public School System. I have tremendous respect for the teachers and the staff. I think that that the students in Albany deserve a new high school. And I think the plan that the school board is now putting forward in this special election vote, February the 9th, is designed to have a low turnout so that they don't have people vote down the spending plan. As you may or may not be aware, there was a vote of about 11,500 votes back November the 3rd. The proposal to spend $200 million was voted down. And then about 6 weeks later, the school district came back to the voters with another proposal to spend $180 million. And that does not include debt service or interest payments on that. Now, my problem with this thing is, as a chief fiscal officer, I know what the impact of having a bad educational outcome is. Bad educational outcomes wind up in Albany County Jail, and bad educational outcomes wind up with people who are not able to get jobs, and you know, there's a tremendous impact of that. So I understand investing in a high school or elementary school is something very necessary, and I am very supportive of that. And my difference of opinion is the way this plan is constructed, number one. The second difference I have with this is I don't think they've been honest with the public to talk about the true cost of this plan. And number three, I think that the idea of building a school around students over a 7 to 9 year period of time is a formula to have a disastrous result long term, just like we had with the current Albany High School now. Now, let me just tell you about the cost issue. The school district has said for weeks and weeks and weeks that the only cost for this new $180 million bond would be $19 per year for a homeowner with a house assessed for $150,000. And that's roughly average in the city of Albany. If you have the basic STAR exemption, which most people would have given incomes in Albany, your cost, they say, is only $19. I attended a session for 2.5 hours Monday night at Martell's restaurant run by the school district. They had their engineer, their architect, their construction people there, some past school board presidents, current school board president, school board members, and some staff. And 24 different people rose to ask questions about the way this is all being done. And there was a lot of really good questions and objections that came up about priorities. And you know, one of the objections I thought was a very good one is that, you know, we don't want a separate but equal kind of education in Albany. And I think we all agree with that. We want one high school. We want a top-class high school. We want every student that goes to that high school to get the best education possible. And we're all, I think, on board there. So when the question came up, the 24th person asked a very difficult question about how is it that we only cut spending by 13% on the local share portion of this bond, how come the price went down by more than 50% according to your calculations? One of the school board members replied that, I know where you're going with this, and I, you know, we can't do nothing. We've got to do something. And then she said, but I will tell you that if we did nothing, your school taxes for a $150,000 house would go down approximately $146 next year. Well, if you think about this, and this is something your listeners need to know, the true cost of the high school is not $19. It's $19 plus the $146 you'd save if they did nothing. So, you know, they should tell people it's $165. Now, let me give you an example why I know this is the best way to deal with the public. 24 years ago, I sponsored the largest tax increase in Albany County history that I could find when I was the father of the 1% sales tax. Now, 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but the 1% generated an additional revenue for the county of significant dollars. It's now somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 million a year for the county and about $16 million a year for the cities, towns, and villages. I told people the truth back then. Look, this is going to cost more money. We need to do this forever. My legislation said that. And there were some changes in the Assembly and the Senate, and we eventually passed it. Telling people the truth, they were angry. They were not happy with me. They didn't like hearing it. But they'll trust you. You have to tell the public the truth. I think what's happened with the school district proposal is that some of the professionals or some of the vendors that are working with the school district don't realize that the voters in the city of Albany are smarter than the architect and the construction engineer give them credit for. Tell people the truth. It's when you give them this kind of bait and switch thing of, you know, oh, it's only going to be $19 now. And back in the summer when they were pushing this first proposal for $200 million, the cost was going to be $42. Well, Chris Churchill wrote a whole column about it August the 3rd, exposing that it wasn't going to be $142, that at that time the increase would have been something like $186. So, you know, I think the school district has made a huge mistake in not being honest and upfront with the public. Now, one of the major issues that's discussed is that the new building is going to increase the educational outcomes. You know, right now we've got, you know, 50%, 52%, 54%, maybe this year 59% graduation rate. Well, that's disgraceful. And we have two kinds of outcomes at Albany High School. We get the valedictorians, they're going to Harvard, and then we get, you know, almost 50% of the kids not graduating. That's disgraceful, and we need to fix that. Now, I agree that the tool the building is for the education system is an important tool, but you've got to maximize the effectiveness of that tool. I worry that when we tell students that are in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, we think you're important. We're going to get you a new high school. It's going to take us about 7 to 9 years to build that high school, and we're going to build it around you while you're going to school. I think that sends a terrible message to our own students. You know, the soft bigotry of low expectations is one of the biggest problems education systems have. And this whole exposure of telling people, well, we'll give you a new school in 9 years, I think is disgraceful. Another point, you'll hear very often in the presentations, well, you know, we're doing this to maximize state aid. This is going to maximize state aid. Well, they would have you believe that state aid is money that falls from the sky from Andrew Cuomo. The problem that they missed, this money doesn't come from Andrew Cuomo. It comes from every one of the taxpayers in the city of Albany or the county of Albany or in the state of New York. State money is not free money. It's your money. It just comes out of a different pocket. You get a bill from the school district in September, and that bill is pretty significant. When you look at the $36 a thousand of assessed value for taxes, the school district is the vast majority of that. It's about 62% of that. So what I'm saying is, you know, if you have a system where the education system says, well, we're maximizing state dollars and we're going to spend more money to get more aid rather than spend less money, That makes me very nervous because it indicates, A, they have no clue where every tax dollar comes from, and it comes from the taxpayers of this city and this county and this state. Finally, when you look at this issue, you've got to develop trust. When you're making a major construction project, one of the largest projects in the city of Albany in the last, well, let's say 35 years anyway, you need to tell people the truth. And having a surprise election on February 9th, when you can, subject to bad weather, you're having it at polling places that no one is familiar with. You're having it at a slightly different time. You know, I think that there's a design issue here as to when the election could be held. We're having a primary in April, April the 19th. It's a presidential primary. You'll have a tremendous turnout in that primary. Democrats and Republicans alike will come out to vote. That's when we should have held this vote. Now, the construction manager will tell you, oh, if we don't hold this vote in February, we can't put the roof on this summer. Well, that's a lot of balderdash. You know it, and I know it, and so do the voters of Albany. The reality is that they deferred maintenance on this roof of this building for years, and now they're trying to say, if you don't give us this $180 million in February, we can't patch the roof. Well, that's not correct either. You're blaming the students and the taxpayers for you neglecting your obligations to provide preventative maintenance and upkeep and repair to the physical plant. I know that that doesn't happen in any of the big suburban schools, Bethlehem Central, Gilliland High School, Voorheesville High School, South Colony High School, Shaker High School, any of those schools that people talk about price-wise. They spend the money as they go to repair the building and to keep it up. So I'm worried on a number of levels that the cost has been misrepresented on purpose, that we haven't told the public the truth about that. We're having an election on a strange day that nobody's used to voting on. We're having it at polling places that people don't know where they are and are going to have a difficult time doing that, and that you can wind up with having a vote either for or against that is a very low turnout. When the citizens of Albany are going to spend this kind of money, everybody should get out and vote. You shouldn't have just 5 or 10,000 people vote. You should have 20,000, 25,000 people get out and vote. You want to know that whatever the outcome is, and let's say that the outcome goes the way that I don't agree with, you want to have enough support for the decision so that you know that everybody's on board. But I finally think that we've made a slight mistake here. We're talking about the building will teach the kids. Well, you know, we've got to invest more in our teaching staff. We've got to invest more to have a longer school day. We've got to do more to hold kids accountable. And we have to hold parents accountable. One of the things missing in the equation is you can't blame teachers for a bad outcome for everything that happens if the kid's not being held accountable and if the kid's parents aren't being held accountable. So I know that's an old-fashioned idea, but, you know, I get paid to make financial decisions for the county, and thank God I've been elected 6 times. And so I would think that my weighing in on an issue like this would be something that people would understand.
Now, you say that there's a faction in Albany who wants to see this money allocated, okay? Who is that faction? Who is for this proposal?
Well, I think the school district employees have to be for it. I think that the school board is for it. I think that there's support from many different places where people think that this is the right thing to do because they feel guilty about the educational outcome. So if we spend $180 million for a new building, that must mean that we really love our kids and that we're really supporting them. I would prefer to say that there's a difference of opinion. I don't think I use the word faction. I think that there are people who are making $12,000 to $15,000 a year, who are on fixed incomes, and their property tax bill is $4,600. And I think the people that are on fixed income are terrified about what's going on with taxes in the city of Albany, and particularly with taxes in the school district. You know, one of the things about the county is that we're fortunate that out of a $36 per thousand tax bill that a city of Albany resident gets, Our share of that is $3.87. So we're a very small part of the problem. We provide a huge amount of services for that, and we can defend ourselves pretty well. You know, now you've got a situation in the city of Albany where they can't even mail their tax bills out in a way. We've got a budget request to the state legislature for $12.5 million because of a huge budget gap. So I think taxpayers who are on fixed incomes are very worried that this could be a big increase that they're not aware of. I also think that if this doesn't go down, if this just passes, I think we're making a huge mistake to build a school, rehab a school around students. I think it's a dangerous thing. I don't think it's a smart thing. And I have personal experience at the county where we did this. The county wanted to renovate the county courthouse. There were 26 or 27 counties that renovated courthouses during the early 2000s. And 26 out of 27 moved everybody out of the building. They rented swing space, and then they completely renovated the building, then moved everybody back in. Well, Albany County, under leadership of a gentleman by the name of Mr. Perrin, well, they actually divided the building in half and tried to reconstruct the building half at a time, much like what they're doing at the proposed rebuilding of Albany High School. Well, the building came in way over budget, and I'm talking about 30% over budget, and about 3 years behind schedule. So now the school district says, we're going to build this between 7 and 9 years, four phases, don't worry, we'll be done by 2024. Well, my experience as an older person is that that doesn't work that way. Whenever you say something is going to be done in 7 to 9 years, it's usually 9 or 10 years. And number two, when you drag a project out for a long period of time, the chance you're going to have cost overruns, changes in the demographic, changes in the size, that's all another problem that comes into the mix. I priced out with some contractors just to take a fast look at this thing. I said, gee, what would it cost us to build a high school from scratch, brand new, and how long would it take? Well, I got various estimates from $115 to $130 million. Well, that's a lot less money than $180, number one. Number two, if we built a school from scratch, it could be occupied in 2 years, not 7, 9, or 10 years. Finally, this project was actually floated to the school district in 2010. President Mark Sullivan from St. Rose, College of St. Rose, President George Phillips, who's a SUNY Albany president, worked together with the school district and proposed putting the high school on Harriman campus. And for whatever reason, the school board decided not to do that, and they continued on another 5 years and came up with a plan where they're going to rebuild the school around the students, which I don't think is fair to the students. I don't think it's a good fiduciary responsibility by the board to make those kinds of decisions, and I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers to get stuck for that bill. So I actually have written a blog, and did some radio ads suggesting that people consider voting no on February the 9th.
Now, for people who want to vote but are unsure of where to go, who do they contact?
You call the City of Albany School District. If you give me a second, I'll look up their number while I'm talking to you here. The people at the school district have been very friendly and very cooperative. I went down to get some absentee ballots for some friends in South Carolina, and they were very helpful. So I'm sure that if you call them, they'll tell you where to go. They have a street directory there at the door, and they can direct you to where you're going to vote. So, you know, where you normally vote in November or where you vote in February, two different locations.
All right.
So I would call 475-6000 and ask them, where do I vote? And they'll give you the locations of the polling places. I'm looking at the city's website, and they've got a tremendous amount of information I don't think really tells the whole story, which is why I don't think that they've won the people's trust on this. And let's see if they've got the locations for the polling places. They have absentee ballots. Yeah. Here's another number, too, they can call. The board clerk, if they call 475-6010, they'll get the clerk to the board. And I'm sure the clerk can give them the directions to where they can vote.
Okay.
All right. And I think shows like Focus on Albany will do a lot to help people become aware of the vote that most of them are not aware it's going on. So I think it's a public service that you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. I've got a question for you, Mike.
Sure.
Now, the polling places on Tuesday are different than the polling places would be during a primary or a general election. Let's say the vote is not in favor of building the or providing the funds to do all of the renovations. What if it goes down again?
Well, I think there's two things that have to be done. If it goes down again, I think we have to immediately do the repairs to the roof and look at having somebody check out doing an upgrade to the HVAC system so that work can be done. Now, while I was listening to you, I did pull up the polling locations. If you live in wards 1, districts 1 through 10, you'd vote at Huffman Park at the City Recreation Building. If you're in the second ward, districts 1 through 10, you vote at Giffen Memorial Elementary School. If you're in the third ward, you vote at Sheridan Preparatory Academy on Sheridan Avenue. If you're in the fourth ward, the center of the universe where I'm from, you vote at North Albany Academy at 570 North Pearl Street. If you're in the fifth ward, districts 1 through 7, you vote in Arbor Hill, West Hill Library at 148 Henry Johnson Boulevard. If you're in the sixth ward, you'll vote at William Hackett Middle School on Delaware Avenue. Seventh ward, you'll vote at the Delaware Community School on Bertha Street, the old school 18. If you're in the eighth ward, districts 1 through 4, and by the way, the eighth ward votes probably more population than the first seven wards I just told you about combined. They're districts 1 through 4 at the Monte Cristi School on Hearst Avenue. And if you're in districts 5 through 9, you vote at the Albany Schools of Humanity, Ash School on Whitehall Road, the old school 19. The ninth ward votes at the New Scotland Elementary School, the ninth ward votes at New Scotland Elementary at 369 New Scotland Avenue. The 10th ward votes at Pine Hills Elementary School. The 11th ward votes in Albany High School on Washington Avenue. The 12th ward, District 1 through 3, votes out at the Theresian House. The 12th ward, Districts 4 through 8, vote at the Montessori Magnet School on Tremont Street. The 13th ward, Districts 1 through 7, vote at the Pine Hills Elementary School. And that includes the kids at the Alumni Quad at the University of Albany. The 14th ward, Districts 1 through 9, they vote at Monte Cristi. And the 15th ward votes at Eagle Point Elementary School on Western Avenue. So if you go to the City of Albany School District's website, there is a place where there's a click where to vote. It'll show you these polling places. There's also a link there to click by street directory. So if you click on the street, searchable street directory, you can type in pick up a street, and I'll type it in, and we'll see what it tells you. So
okay, what's the address to that website?
Okay, it's www.albanyschools.org, O-R-G.
Okay.
And then when you go, so I got to walk you through this. When you get on that page, you're going to want to go to the Albany High School Facilities vote February the 9th. And then on the quick links on the right-hand side, you'll see where to vote. On the right-hand side, it's the third one down. Click on where to vote, and you'll be able to get street directory or ward location where you vote.
Now, I'm in the 7th ward, and I called the Board of Elections this morning, and they told me Hackett Middle School, and what you just said, I don't vote at Hackett Middle School.
Well, it depends. Hold on a second. Don't give me the number, but give me the street number, and I'll look for the street. Hold on. What's the name of the street you're on?
South Swan.
Hold on a second. South Swan. Give me a second. I got to scroll through this. Get down to get South Swan.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second. I think I know where you live. South Swan. Give me a second. I'm getting close.
Okay.
South Swan. South Swan, South Street, Southern Boulevard. Okay, where's Swan? My apologies for taking so long to get through this. I probably should have looked this up sooner. Swan, S-W-A-N. Okay. That's interesting.
You know, Mike, I'll call you tomorrow about
this. Yeah, call me tomorrow. Please.
Please give us the number again that people can call.
Yeah, this is a great call. This number 475-6010, and you can talk to the clerk of the school board, and they'll do that. So Swan Street, why don't I see that on this list? Hold on, SW Summit, Swarton Street, Swinton Street. It's funny. What's a cross street nearby where you live?
Myrtle.
All right, give me a second. I'll look at Myrtle. Give me a second. One of the problems that you have in Albany now is with the redistricting.
Right.
Your election districts have changed, so that could be part of the problem. They did a redistricting last year, and that some problems. Okay, Myrtle Avenue. Odd side of Myrtle Avenue, 1 through 65 is at Giffen Elementary School. Side, 2 through 250 is Giffen Elementary. Myrtle, 101 to 235, odd side is Hackett Middle School. And Myrtle, 951 to 999, odd side is at Mater Christi. So if you look on this page by street directory, it'll tell you where you vote.
Okay, can you get that number one more time? 475-6010.
That's the clerk of the Board of Education's number, and the clerk there is very, very helpful and would love to help anybody that calls.
Okay, Mike, it's going to be an interesting Tuesday. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a delight to be on there, Cynthia. Thank you. And God bless you for what you're doing to get information out to people.
Thank you so much. So if everybody who listens to it, if you have a comment that you would like to share with me, go on Twitter, hashtag FocusOnAlbany, and share your thoughts. Mike, good luck, and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.